Okay, so let's talk about some of the problems, the challenges, the objections that come up when you are engaging with human beings to help them out. Because remember, there is one part of the person who you're dealing with who wants to change, and then there is another part that doesn't want to change. And I'm sure you have noticed this in yourself. One part of you wants to be different, and another part of you wants to be the same, wants to have the same old habits. So the same thing happens with your clients. So here's just a few things that we're going to talk about in this audio. Ariel is going to answer some of these things. I'm going to answer some. And if you have any questions, we can always add more. So number one is not got enough clients. Okay, so what do you do if you haven't got enough clients? That's a big problem. Sometimes clients are not willing to do the work. Yeah, they seem to be stuck. How can you deal with that? Sometimes people are missing their appointment with you. They're either late or they just don't show up at all. So how do you deal with that? What happens when you don't believe in yourself? And there are obviously also opportunities where your clients don't believe in their self, and there's also the challenge of people not paying you or people missing payments. So let's talk about some of these challenges and how you can overcome them with ease and grace. So let's start with one of the biggest problems that I often hear about, not enough clients. I haven't got enough clients. I haven't got enough clients. I'm not fully booked up. So if you don't have enough clients, people aren't paying you, then there's a few reasons for that. Number one is that you don't have a system to create clients. Yeah. So if you've got no method, no system set up for you to attract and create new clients, then of course you won't have any. So how do we overcome this challenge? Well, we mentioned this in another audio. There's basically two ways of doing this. If you want to start from scratch, the way is just to do loads and loads of free coaching sessions with friends and family and friends of friends until you have a backlog. So let's say, for example, your friend knows someone who needs some coaching. So you work with them. Then you ask them for three people. And then you help with the next person, ask them three people. And you just keep finding out new people who need help. Because remember, there's tons and tons of people in the world who need help. So as long as they are in a position where they're willing to receive help, they will be very happy to have a free session with you. And some of those people will sign up. So you've got to have the determination to keep contacting people and keep coaching people long enough until you build up the numbers. Yeah, you start with one person, then you go to two people, three people, five people, eight people, 10 people, 20 people, 50 people. So I recommend you have some sort of spreadsheet or some sort of list, and you think, okay, who can I reach out to? Facebook has thousands of people. Remember, you're giving someone a free gift of a life-changing opportunity. So this isn't like some door-to-door salesman thing, selling some crappy old vacuum cleaner. You're actually giving people an opportunity to radically change their lives for free. Yeah, so this is an amazing blessing you're giving people. So there's bound to be people, friends of friends, contacts who you know. And once you start the ball rolling, it starts expanding outwards, you see. So you're going to be emailing people, receiving emails, setting up time, sending messages out, talking to people, asking for referrals. When you're in the shower, you might have some ideas. Oh, I could talk to this person. You could put some posters up. Free coaching session available for a limited time. Contact me at this email address. You know, put them around the place. Tell people, make some cards. With fairly minimal financial investment and a bit of work, you can have plenty of free coaching. And some of those people will become paid clients, especially if you start off small and not charging too much. So the real challenge most of the time is just willing to spend, you know, a couple hours a day reaching out to people, setting up appointments, putting posters around, and just moving things on. Yeah. If you sit around thinking, why isn't people contacting me? Why don't people like me? That's not going to get anywhere. So you need to get out there and make people know that you are there to serve them. And the more you know the sort of things you can help people with, the more they're going to be interested. So really, when it comes down to it, you just got to think about, how can I be of service to others? What problems do they have? What challenges do they have? And then be open to help them out. If you don't have enough clients, you just need to ask yourself, is my heart in the right place? Yeah. And am I willing to be of service? Because really, if you want to help people and your heart's in the right place and you're willing to spend a couple hours a day reaching out, sharing, serving, blessing, you're going to get a result, yeah? Because most people, you know, need help. And it has to be pure, The other thing related to this is, do you really want to do coaching? Yeah, because a lot of people, they have one part of them's like, yeah, I want to do coaching. And then sometimes there's another part that's like, I don't like coaching. Or you might think, I can't be doing any more free sessions, I need paid sessions. Or you might think all sorts of stuff. So you want to have a look, what are your resistances? What's coming up? What's making this hard for you? And it might be that you don't want to work with people who are not serious about coaching, which is great, yeah? In which case, you could have a little, you know, an application form. If you want coaching, I'm willing to give you a free session, but you have to be willing to receive it. You know, are you serious? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to have a breakthrough? And then you might only work with people who say yes to all those things. So as you go along, you will learn certain systems and certain ways of doing things that work better. So keep an eye out for what's working, keep an eye out for what's not working, and be willing to refine what you do based on what's working and what isn't working. Be willing to change things based on the results. So really, when it comes to clients, it's a system. How do you find the people? And then how do you keep finding more people? So whatever's working, do more of it. What isn't working, don't bother doing it anymore. Keep learning about how to enroll clients. Yeah, keep studying. So again, it all comes back down to, what are you doing every day? Are you spending your time trying to find people, connecting with them, serving them? Are you spending your time learning about enrollment and marketing? And if you are, and you apply the stuff, you're going to get results. So you have to think, what am I doing each day and how can I be more effective with my time? So that's one big objection. So if you do that, you're going to get results. Second objection is, what do you do if clients, if you're working with clients and they seem to be stuck? They seem to be stuck. Well, there's a few things here. I mean, this doesn't happen that often, but sometimes people kind of get a bit annoyed if their clients are not moving forward. So first thing I recommend, if you ever find yourself thinking your clients are stuck, is you first of all ask yourself, are they actually stuck? Or do you just think they're stuck? You know, you might have a judgment that they should be doing something different than they are. They should be different than they are at the moment. They should be acting different or have different results. But if it's your belief that they should have a different result and they themselves think they're doing great, then it's not really a problem. So the first thing is just a question, am I projecting them being stuck on them? Yeah, because your main job as a coach, your main job is to see them in their highest. And through that energy, they can naturally evolve. If you see everyone as a total disaster, that doesn't help. But having said that, if you see everyone as an absolute saint and they're actually having loads of problems and you're ignoring them, that doesn't help either. So you always hold a high vision, but you also look at what's going on. So first thing is, are you projecting them being stuck, or do they are they saying to you on the phone, I'm stuck, it isn't working, the coaching isn't working? I can't tell you that's ever happened to me, luckily. I've never had anyone say anything like that to me, but I have heard other people, you know, have this problem with people being stuck. So first of all, is it really real, or is it just a projection? If they themselves are not happy with the coaching or they feel stuck, what can you do? First thing I recommend is that you question their belief that they're stuck. Are they really stuck? Are they really, you know, not moving forward? Most of the time, people are just seeing one side of the story, and there may be hundreds of little things that they've done that are massive improvements. When you add them all together, they've actually made huge progress, but they're just obsessing about this one thing. For example, you might have a client who has overcome addictions and dealt with relationship drama and got a better house and all this stuff. And then they start complaining about not having enough money, and they think they're stuck, and it's never working, and everything's a mess. And they're just ignoring all the wonderful things that have changed because they're focused on this one thing that's bad. So your job in that case is to help them realize all the blessings and the wonders that they've done, and then make them really just appreciate how far they've come by showing it to them and giving them the contrast between where they were and where they are. And then once they start to appreciate that, then they can more easily have confidence that because they've made these other changes, surely they can sort the big problem that they have out as well. Yeah, because normally we solve problems and then we're on to the next problem, you know, and oftentimes we don't appreciate how big a problem our previous challenges were because they're not a problem anymore. So just give your clients the appreciation and the clarity that they've done great, because normally there's always something that's occurred. Also, you know, it's worth mentioning sometimes to clients, just asking them, are you willing to do the work? You know, are you willing to like go through an uncomfortable time to come out the other end? Because change typically is quite painful and stressful. So, you know, just giving them the reality check that change normally does come with some chaos. Are you willing to have a little bit of discomfort so that you can be free? Are you willing to experience that? Once they realize, actually, a bit of pain is okay, then they're much more willing to dive deep and go to the next level. So just asking them, are you willing to make the shift? Are you willing to break through this? Are you willing to make this as easy as possible? Just allowing them to contemplate on that and feel the yes opens up the power within them, so that they're then much more able to walk through the fire into their destiny. So again, it comes down to coaching practice, coaching power. The more you coach, the more you are able to help people through any situation because you get very good at it. So the next challenge we're going to talk about is what to do if you are having challenges and you do not believe in yourself, or if you feel stuck. And this is very common. Often teachers and coaches have their own problems, their own challenges, their own set of crazy addictions. Yeah? So what are you going to do when you're having a hard time, right? It can be very challenging if you're all over the place. And, you know, you got these clients and they're phoning you up seeking help, right? And you might have had like the worst morning ever. You had like dark night of the soul. The night before, you're completely all over the place. You're kind of on the verge of, you know, suicide and depression, like complete disaster, feeling sick, you know, acting out some mad addictions. And then you got these people phoning you up wanting help, yeah? it can feel distressing. You can be like, oh my God, who am I to help them? Yeah. So what happens if you don't believe in yourself and you're all over the place? How can you get out of that? Well, the first thing is to love and appreciate yourself as you are. So instead of saying, why am I such a mess? Oh my God, what a mess. You say, wah. Wah is a Hindi word, which means wonderful. You say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wah. This is just wonderful. Yeah, because there's significance, there's meaning, there's something deeper in life. These challenges somehow are good for us, even if they're not pleasant. So many, many times coaches and teachers, leaders get an extra kicking, get all kinds of storms internally and externally, so that we can face life better. And then when we talk to our clients, we're not just sitting around having the best day ever. We've gone through some tough stuff ourselves, and we can then empathize with them. So my experience is that a lot of the suffering that I have and the clients, when the teachers have, is actually just to teach others. So reconsider that the challenges you're having are not really for you. They're for you to be of service to others. And if you're feeling, I don't believe in myself and I'm all over the place, that's probably what they're feeling as well, right? And as you embrace that and as you are willing to change, you become the best person for your client. It's very, very, very common for coaches and teachers to go through the exact problem that their client is going through, but slightly earlier. Yeah, oftentimes, before your client tells you about the problem they're having, you've already just gone through it. Or sometimes they start talking about a challenge they have, and then you find yourself in the same situation as them, right? It's very common. And why is that happening? It's happening because you can be of better service to them if you know exactly what they're talking about. Now, you don't have to have the same problems as them, but when they do come, rather than freaking out about it, see it as a blessing. See it as an opportunity for you to basically practice the things that you're sharing on a higher level, because remember, you're going to be practicing this and knowing these things at a larger level, a more advanced level than your client in most cases. So when challenges come to you, think of it, okay, this is good. This is good for teaching. This is a good story. I can use this. You know, this is going to help me personally to grow anyway, but this is also good for teaching. Flip it around and see that this is actually beneficial. And remember that you only have to be a few steps ahead of anyone in order to help them. For example, let's say you're exceptionally good at mathematics. Imagine going back in time to when you were at school. If you're at a higher grade and you're good at maths in a higher grade, like let's say you're 2 years ahead of someone else. Yeah, you're only 2 years ahead. You're only a few steps ahead. But you've done some stuff they haven't done, right? And you could go and talk to them about their homework, and you could say, okay, here's how you solve this problem, and you could teach them stuff that they don't understand just because you're a couple of steps ahead. You're not way ahead, but you're just ahead enough to be able to help them with what they need to go to the next step. So as long as you can help someone go the next couple of steps that they need to go to, then you're a great person to teach them. Someone who's like way, 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 way ahead normally actually is too far. It's too far of a jump for us to learn from. You know, in many cases, if the gap is too big, we can't take it on. We can't take it seriously. So in many cases, it's easier to learn and more effective to learn from people who are just a bit ahead of us than people who are like way on the other side of the world, because it's hard to imagine what it's like over there. So just keep moving forward yourself and realize that as long as you're a couple of steps ahead of them, then you can be of great service to them, So don't worry about it. And the other interesting thing is that as soon as you get on the phone and someone's having a hard time, some magic happens and you immediately kind of come into your power. I've experienced this many times where like I went through a really, really dark time, really dark period, spiritual kind of like death, if you like, where I was just, everything that made sense to me was falling apart. And I just was losing it. It's back in England years ago. But I still was teaching meditation. And I thought I should just cancel these meditation classes because I was such a mess. I really was. But I did it anyway. And I would cycle through Cambridge and arrive at the meditation shop. And I'd go up and sit in this beautiful green room with these comfy seats. And in would come all the students. And I was like, oh God, this is, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I would sit down and I'd start a little guided meditation. And I would just get blasted with the power and the blessings and the peace in me. I would just feel really amazing. And I'd deliver these incredible classes. And the students had amazing experiences. Some of them were just like, astounded by the power of those classes, changed their life forever. And this was me at my lowest point. That's a complete wreck. And it still had that effect on them. Because when we're willing to be of service, magic happens, yeah? So just understand that you will go through some tough times, guaranteed. And think of it as initiations for your next step. And think of it as teaching tools and wonderful opportunities for growth, rather than taking it too seriously. And you'll be just fine.
Okay, so how to deal with people missing appointments. Believe it or not, even sometimes when people are paying money, sometimes a lot of money for sessions with you, they can miss their sessions or come really late. And so the first thing on how to deal with this is really in the setup before you begin your sessions. You want to make it really clear verbally to them that you expect them to be on time, you know, they need to be on time, and to come to all of their appointments. Now, what I do for most all of our groups is help them out a little bit. So one way I help them is I create a Google Calendar just for their coaching. If it's a group coaching, then, you know, there will be a few people invited to that calendar. And in that calendar, I put the description, I put the call-in information kind of in the description section, and I put a list of the dates. I go through the calendar, and if it's for 6 months and, you know, 3 weeks on, one week off, I'm just going to map out what are the exact dates for coaching. And then I'm going to actually put those scheduled sessions into that calendar. If you've used Google Calendar, you'll be more familiar with what I'm talking about. However, I'm sure there are other calendar services in which you could do this. So, you know, I block off that time. On the weeks off, I'll write week off in caps so they know. And I share the calendar with them. I also send them the dates in a list beforehand. And lastly, if there's a certain client or a certain group who just really needs extra help, we set up an automated reminder email for them. We have our virtual assistant do this, but you could either have a helper do this, or doing it yourself isn't a big deal. If you have any sort of automated email service in which you could schedule reminders, then if you need to do it and it's like really important to this client, then you can go ahead and schedule those reminders in advance. You can also email them the morning of. If you're an organized person and you'd remember to do that and they really need that, then, you know, you can do it for them. Everyone functions a little bit differently. Some people need more reminders than others. The main point is just to be compassionate and be realistic about who your client is and, you know, what they need help with. So you want to just really lay it out for them as much as you can. And really I've found those methods to work. If people still miss calls, like if we have people miss a session, then you know, it's kind of too bad. We're not going to, you know, they're not going to be able to reclaim that. So, if people start missing enough, usually they don't really feel happy about that because they're paying for something they're not showing up for. So, I've never found it to last, you know, more than one or two times. And, you know, if you have your client's phone number, you could also send text message reminders if you need to message them on Skype, whatever it is. You know, it's okay to go the extra mile, especially at the beginning, as you're establishing this routine and this relationship, and they'll really appreciate that. So, you know, do what you can. And really, a lot of this is in the setup. And of course, lastly, you do want to emphasize to them that, you know, they need to take this seriously. Their coaching is important. It's not just like a meeting with a friend where you can just be a few minutes late, but that this is really about them showing up for themselves and showing up for their lives. And just reminding them of that can be extraordinarily helpful as well. So setup is solid. You're being compassionate, helping out as much as you can, meeting them halfway there, and reminding them that, you know, this is their life. And you can always also remind them why they signed up. Okay, so that should work for you. Enjoy, have fun, and you might even come up with your own methods as well. Many blessings.